Hello and welcome to the Kirk Collins Show. I'm your host, Kirk Collins. Today we have a great episode for you. I have a special guest, Bianca Lynn Breeze. We're going to play some music, we're going to have a chat, and more. Don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you're listening to so you can get the latest episodes as soon as they come out. Also, don't forget, you can follow this show on Facebook at The Kirk Collins Show. You can also find me on Instagram at The Kirk Collins and Twitter. Let's get this show started. And welcome back to the show. First up, we have one of my favorite new songs. It is by Emma Bunton, better known as Baby Spice, from her new album, My Happy Place. And it's a cover of a 90s song called Don't Call Me Baby. You ready to dance? Because I am.
Something really cool, but you think I'm not that kind of girl. I'm here to tell you, baby, I know how to rock your world. Don't think that I'm not strong, I'm the one to take you on. Don't underestimate me, boy, I'll make you sorry you were born. You don't know me the way you really should. You sure misunderstood. Don't call me baby. You've got some dirt, baby, that I'll never do. You know I don't belong to you. It's time you know I'm not your baby. I belong to me, so don't call me baby. This doesn't sit with the likes of you. You're really sweet, you're really nice. But didn't mama ever tell you not to play with fire? Don't think that I'm not strong, I'm the one to take you on. Don't underestimate me, boy, I'll make you sorry you were born. You don't know. You sure misunderstood. Don't call me baby. You've got some dirt, baby, that'll never do. You know I don't belong to you. It's time you know I'm not your baby. I belong to me, so don't call me baby.
Don't call me baby.
And welcome back. That was Emma Bunton from her new album, My Happy Place, Don't Call Me Baby. Hope that song got you all up ready to dance. And it is time for a mind teaser. Are you ready? Take away the whole and still some remains. What is it? I'll give you some time to think about it. What is it where you could take away the whole and some still remains? Do you give up? All right, the answer is, if you take away the whole and some still remains, it is wholesome. Hello and welcome to the show. We have Bianca Lynn Breeze. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
So good.
Well, that is good to hear. Bianca, are you live in Madison, Wisconsin?
I am live in Madison, Wisconsin, in my bathroom.
Oh, that's perfect. Are you naked?
That's why this is a radio show.
Right? Perfect. So, Bianca, I know that you just did a gig the other day as a Spice Girl. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, I did. It was awesome. It was a local theater company here in Madison that wanted us to do some shows. And this straight owner of this theater comes up with all these fucking really... Sorry, can I swear?
You can. We can. I will put explicit.
With all these really cool ideas. And he wanted to do a Spice Girls night. So I was like, absolutely. And... it was nearly sold out event. People came from Iowa, from Milwaukee. We had a couple people there from Chicago. So it was really cool. And I played Baby Spice. Yes. So I had to wear, I had to be Baby Spice. And I love pink too, so that all worked out.
So it's basically like you already are Baby Spice is what you're saying.
Yeah, just a chunkier version of Baby Spice.
So Bianca, when did you start doing drag?
Actually, it's funny that you asked that. It's been 6 years ago today.
Oh my gosh, happy anniversary!
Thank you.
That's
you
exciting.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, it was today. It is today, 6 years ago.
And how are we celebrating your birthday?
I am painting to go do a private fundraiser for leukemia lymphoma.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Where's really the fundraiser at?
It's at a local restaurant here in Madison. It's actually a nonprofit organization called Madison Mom Blog. And they just do a fundraiser event every year. And they reached out to me to see if I wanted to do Drag Queen Bingo. And I've been hosting Drag Queen Bingo all throughout Madison at different venues for different fundraisers or different, you know, fun nights for different bars and stuff like that. So they somehow got my name and reached out to me, and here I am.
Well, that's so awesome that you're doing that. And can you believe I've never, ever been to a drag queen bingo?
Oh my God, really?
I've only gone to bingo once in my whole life. I think I was 18 at Pottawatomie.
Yeah, you went to the casino.
Yeah, and I was terrible at it. They don't like you to talk that much, and I'm right. I don't know what's going on. I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but like everybody right now is wanting to do drag queen bingo. I actually had to raise my prices because they aren't even blinking at the price that I've been giving them. So I'm like, I need to make some more money.
Amen, girl. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Get your money.
I know, right?
Okay, so you started doing drag 6 years ago. And yeah. Were you always Bianca Lynn Breeze?
No, I wasn't. When I first started, my name was Bianca Paradiso. Paradiso was the last name of the person who kind of got me started doing drag. And there was a competition that was coming up, and she asked me if I would try out for it, and I said yes. And then the night of the competition, she said I couldn't have her last name until I could prove it to her. So she took my last name away, and they just introduced me as Bianca. And then for a while, I was Bianca Lynn, because my mom's middle name is Lynn, who has since passed away. So I was honoring her name by taking the Lynn name.
Aww.
And then in 2013, 2014, I became really good friends with Wendy Breeze from Milwaukee.
I know Wendy.
yeah, right? She lives in Chicago now. Her and their Greg family asked me on New Year's Eve at midnight if I would be part of their family.
Aw, that is so sweet.
Right?
Aw, and then you've been a part of the family ever since.
I have been.
That's and awesome.
Yeah.
So how did you then get into drag? Was it something you always wanted to do or?
No. actually, funny story. So when I moved to Madison, that's around when RuPaul's Drag Race started. And I was at a local bar called Fendi. And I was there just having $5 martinis. So I was good and wasted. And they had a drag queen who would host the show. And an old college friend of mine was across the bar, so I went over and I was talking to her, and we were looking at some old photos from college, and I had two of my best girlfriends put some eyeliner, some eye makeup, and some lip gloss on me, and I wore a cheap wig from the Halloween store, and we were looking at those photos and reminiscing, and the drag queen came over, and she's like, "Who's that?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's me!" And she's like, "You look great!" And then she's like, "You should do drag, you have great assets, aka you have a nice ass."
And so, that is true.
It is true. So she said, I said, "Well, what would my drag name be?" And she said, Bianca. And I was like, "Oh, I like that name." And then a little bit later, I said, "Oh, what was my name again?" And then I said, "Was it Beyonce?" She goes, "No, girl, you could never be a Bianca." So, and now it's Bianca, and it's always been Bianca, and that's where we're at now.
Who has been your biggest inspiration in the drag? Or just in life?
Well, in the drag world, I mean, a lot of drag entertainers have been inspiration to me. I wouldn't be where I am today without a lot of, you know, Wisconsin royalty. You know, one of my best friends is Brianna Banks, and she's been doing drag for 15 years.
Who? I'm just kidding.
A long time, girl. Josie Lynn is kind of a legend in Wisconsin as well. Very, you know.
Is a legend, yes.
Yeah, great at makeup. Just very creative and all that kind of stuff. Let's see. Cass Marie Domino, Kelly Jo Klein, Miami Knight. Let's see, what else? And then also, like, a lot of my, like, drag sisters and stuff are very inspirational to me, too. Including Charisma Mirage, Wendy Breeze, Harmony Breeze. Yeah. So, like, those are all, like, pretty big inspirations to me.
And then, did you find it hard when you were starting out to get gigs, or how did you go about finding a places to perform and kind of develop your craft?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little hard in the beginning. You know, back when I started, I did a lot, and I mean a lot of fundraiser shows for other drag entertainers and for like local charities and things like that. So I was not getting paid, and I was donating all of my tips to these people or these organizations just to get my chance on stage. I would do like free shows like on a Thursday night to get my name out there and just collect tips is all I would get. But then I competed for a pageant and I ended up winning, and that opened up a lot of opportunities for me and other doors to travel and perform.
That's amazing. What was your first pageant win?
Actually, my first pageant was 2 weeks after I had started doing drag, and that was Miss Gay Madison. I had only been doing drag for, like 2 weeks or so. And then 2014, I got a phone call while I was hanging out with my sister, Wendy, and I got a phone call and it said Brianna Banks on it. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I have to answer this. She's never called me before." So I answered it, and she asked me what I was doing, and I said, "Oh, I'm just hanging out with my sister, Wendy." And she's like, "I think that you should run for Miss Gay Wisconsin Entertainer of the Year." And I was like, "Okay, whatever you say." So I did, and I won. And then I got a lot of opportunities from that. And then I went to Nationals, and I played 18 out of 19.
That's amazing.
So, I know, I was so happy because I was just more so starstruck because I was sitting next to Eureka O'Hara, Trinity Taylor, and Alyssa Edwards.
Wow.
So I was like, this is crazy, you know, hanging out with all those people.
That's really cool. What is the biggest lesson you've learned since doing drag?
You need to be humble. Everybody always needs to be humble. Like, don't feed into, like, drama. I mean, I know a lot of people say that, and a lot of people think that drag brings drama, but it doesn't have to, and don't involve yourself with people that do that.
Amen.
So that would be, sometimes you have to think twice. Social media is a huge, powerful tool, and sometimes you have to think twice before posting something.
Right.
And I've learned that lesson in the past, too, but yeah, you just always have to, like, think twice, you know, like, is this going to hurt someone's feelings, or is this beneficial, or is this going to educate someone, or should you just reach out to the person individually, or whatever it is, because it may ruin a friendship. So that would be my biggest thing.
What is your favorite part of performing?
Being on stage and being in front of people with all eyes on you is really a cool experience. When I was in college, I had always envied those people that were in my musical theater and were on stage, that kind of stuff. And I'm not a singer, and I'm not really an act. So when I moved to Mass and I had the opportunity to do drag, that kind of was my outlet to being on stage and performing. So I don't have to sing live. I can just lip sync the songs and be okay with it.
And how do you choose what songs you're going to perform to?
So my theory always is, and this is what I tell new girls and new drag people, is do one for yourself and do one for the audience. So you always want to pick, depending on what, because sometimes shows have themes, so you might have to pick a song that's based on the theme. But if not, I always do one that I think that the audience is going to enjoy. Like, if I go up north, I'm probably going to do a country song because there's a lot of country, you know? So then, but, you know, if I'm in Madison, I'm probably going to do something more mainstream, more pop, or school theater related that everybody knows.
So it's just kind of knowing your audience and then also, like, incorporating what you are and what you can bring.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Do you make your own costumes?
I don't. I don't have time to do that. So I usually have people make them for me.
What do you think RuPaul's Drag Race has done for local drag queens?
Well, I would say RuPaul's Drag Race has really helped people, you know, find out who they truly are and, like, understand drag a little bit better, and, like, our community kind of understands drag more. It's not just men dressing up as women. It could be, you know, a female, you know, dressing up and, you know, doing drag, or it could be a female doing male illusion, whatever it is. And I think RuPaul's Drag Race has kind of helped people realize that and just be a little bit more open-minded.
Have you tried out for RuPaul's Drag Race?
One drunken night, I have filled out the application, but I never actually...
Are you going to?
No.
Never?
No. I like, but not that much. Because they travel so much, and I really like my life, and I like my full-time job, and I don't want to jeopardize that.
Right. So you're not going to make drag your full-time job?
No, I would never do that. I like being a boy too much.
If you could go back and tell the younger Bianca something, what would it be?
That's kind of tricky. I would probably tell her that you don't have to take every opportunity that's given, and always take time for yourself, because, you know, right now, like, it's kind of, last year and this year have kind of been like the peak of my drag, and I've been booked at least, you know, once or twice every weekend. Today's my fourth day in drag, so, like, it's, take time for yourself, because you don't want to get wore out, because at this point I'm kind of over it, but I still love it. But I just get tired sometimes, so you just have to definitely take time for yourself and focus on your boy self, because your boy self comes first, especially with your family.
You know, I experienced the same thing when I did drag for a tiniest little bit of time. I was like, you put so much effort into this other persona, and you kind of like put the boy you on a back burner for a little bit, and you're kind of like, it just jumbled, for me, it jumbled me up a little bit. I was like, I need to go back to focus on Kurt, because I let him go now.
Exactly.
Bianca, we're going to do a series of rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Say whatever comes to your mind first.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite song to perform? By Britney Spears, yes!
Yes, I love Britney!
Me too. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
Favorite movie?
Red.
Oh, yeah. Least favorite thing about doing drag?
Hockey.
Amen. okay. Best makeup like brand.
I love BH Cosmetics.
I've never used that. Biggest celebrity crush.
Oh my god. Channing Tatum.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, he's so sexy.
So sexy. Call me anytime, Channing.
Hello.
Hello. okay, Bianca, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook at Bianca Lickbreeze. You can also find me on Instagram at BLBreeze. And that's it. I just have Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, Instagram, Facebook. Perfect. And then our final question, Bianca, is what is your legacy?
You know, I thought about this question before, and, you know, there's a lot of legendary people, and I don't want to, you know, in our world, but I just want people to remember me by, like, I just always had fun on stage. I was never afraid to use colors. When I first started doing drag, someone told me to always use brown, black, and white. And once you master that, then you can use colors. And I felt like I eventually did master that. And that was probably one of the best pieces of advice that I had ever gotten. Because now I love colors, and I'll blend all the colors together just to give a really cool, unique face for people. But, you know, I just want people to remember that, just have, like, that she always had fun on stage. She was a good time. She was always fun to hang out with. And she just enjoyed the craft of drag and what it does for our community.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Bianca, for being part of the show.
You're so welcome.
And I can't wait till you come out to LA. We're going to go to DragCon.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Is Bianca coming?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Well, we'll keep the suspense going. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh my gosh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bianca, for being on the show. It was such a nice chat. I love you so much. Everyone, go follow Bianca on Instagram and Facebook. She's a fabulous performer, a fabulous person. I'm really happy to call her my friend. Lastly, just going to talk a little bit about what is going on in the world. A couple notable things. Madonna has released not one, but two new songs. You got to check them out. They're pretty wild. I really like them a lot. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. And she performed her latest song at the Billboard Music Awards. And it was amazing. And she even had holograms. Like, what? It's Madonna. She's taking it to the next level. Joe Biden is officially in the race. He is running for president, folks. That means we have a lot of people on the Democratic side running for president. So now's a good time to take a look. Kind of start paying attention a little bit. We don't need to be super invested yet, but, you know, just pay attention a little bit at least, right? Can we get there? Game of Thrones is almost over. I'm pretty excited for it to be over because it just takes a lot of my time, you know, like mentally. I'm happy it's ending. It's ending on such a high note. But in the last episode, which just aired on Sunday, this past Sunday, there was a Starbucks cup in the episode. It only was shown for 3 seconds, but an eagle-eyed fan saw it, and there is outrage online, so it's pretty wild. Lastly, thank you so much, everyone, for supporting this podcast by listening. And don't forget, you can also contribute monthly for as low as 99 cents a month, or, you know, however much you'd like to contribute. The link is in the bio. Thank you for listening. I am Kirk Collins. I'm your host. This is The Kirk Collins Show, and we have so much more coming up, so thank you for listening. Don't forget, take a little time, enjoy the view, don't take life too seriously. Be yourself, because that's the best version of you. Thank you.